There's only one, Dan Schlossberg, and we have him right here and right now. And, of course, Travel Thursdays with Danny has become a staple on the show. And we love talking with Danny about travel, but we also talk to him about baseball from time to time. And he's written so many great baseball books, including the new Baseball Bible. Folks, it's not like a rule or anything, but you have to have it. If you can find it, folks, you'll find it at Amazon.com or at your brick-and-mortar bookstore. You got to have it, folks. It's a great baseball book. It's a great gift for anybody that loves baseball, and we know that Danny does, and he's here right now with us. Good morning, Dan Schlossberg. How are you, my friend?
No, I'm great, Bob. Always great to talk to you, and happy belated St. Patrick's Day.
And to you as well, my friend. Were you wearing green yesterday? I'm just wondering.
No, but I was green with envy for all the people that were in Florida for spring training.
Good call. All right. Hey, today we're going to talk, and, you know, listen, we're always talking about great travel destinations. We've got a few on tap today, and we're going to talk about a neat coffee table book by Tim Palmer. It's called America's Great Mountain Trails, and you've picked out maybe 10 or so out of the 100 that are listed in here. Sounds like it'd be a fascinating read, I would think, for a lot of people who love this kind of stuff.
Definitely so. It's part guide, part coffee table book, has more than 100 trails, and just won the National Outdoors Book Award.
Mm, wow. I was just on the phone with Dan before we hopped on, and I said, how do you pronounce this first one? And he told me. And then he and I are both a little scared of pronouncing the second one. But we'll get there, and we'll just let Dan do it because he's the guest, and, you know, he should have that honor. So today we're going to talk about some great mountain trails, including one that you climbed as a kid up in Maine, Mount Katahdin.
That is correct. I was a camper at Camp Modin, M-O-D-I-N, in Canaan, Maine, which is near Skowhegan. And we went on a little trip to Mount Katahdin and climbed the mountain. The summit, by the way, is 5,267 feet tall, so we made a 13-man pyramid at the top to say we were a mile high.
It's pretty good. Wow.
This is in Baxter State Park, by the way, at the northern terminus of the Appalachian Trail, and it's a 10-mile round-trip hike to the summit. You can do it in a day. Some people camp out overnight. It's the only mountain in the eastern U.S. that suggests the spectacular mountain scenery of the west. And you can Google, you know, look it up at baxterstatepark.org.
Wow. So how old were you when you did this? I mean, young kid or, you know, a little older?
I was a teenager.
Oh, teenager. Okay. Well, that explains it. I was going to say, if you were 8, I would think 5,267 feet might be a little tough. But
Yeah, only 5,000 feet for 8 years old.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, this next one is in Pennsylvania, and the stage is yours, my friend.
I'm going to go with Yalfio Jenny Loop, Pennsylvania.
Ooh.
A flat scenic trail through western Pennsylvania's Ohio Pile State Park, waterfalls, trees, rapids, great for rafting, which I also love, and just see dcnr.pa.gov/stateparks. And I would say to Google this one, except I can't even spell it.
You did. By the way, you did a nice job on the pronunciation. Try it again. Let's see if you do it the same way.
Yalfio Jenny Loop, and I will spell it for people that do want to Google it. It's Yalfio Jenny.
I feel like I just went to the optometrist. I'm looking at it right now, and it's a funky one. All right.
Yeah, they should have called it eye chart loop.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay, so let's go to New York State next for Algonquin Peak, and this is the second highest mountain in the Big Apple, right?
Yes, it is, and it's near Lake Placid. You start out in the forest, you finish above the tree line. It's a big climb, but great long views across many peaks. And for more information, visit Adirondacks.com. That's an easy one.
That is a very easy one. So it's good that we take a look at these for those folks who are looking to get outside, and who isn't looking to get outside after everything that we've kind of been through. So if you and the family or some friends, some hiking buddies, you want to take in some of these great mountains, we got another one in Virginia, Danny. That's the best way to do it. And this next one's dedicated to Vince Lombardi.
Yes, definitely. Flat Top Mountain, Colorado. Very well said, Bob. It's a 9-mile round trip that climbs 1,200 feet and crosses the Continental Divide in scenic Rocky Mountain National Park, where I've been many times. Great views of the Front Range of the Rockies, plus many peaks leading into the distance. Good for wildlife viewing, including sure-footed bighorn sheep. Definitely more sure-footed than I was when I was there.
Were you on this mountain, Flat Top Mountain?
Yes, I was.
Wow.
And by the way, snow is possible any day of the year, and sudden summer thunderstorms should be taken very seriously.
I would think so. You are pretty high up. Yeah.
So,
and the best way to Google that one is just Flat Top Mountain, Colorado, and that'll bring you right there, right?
Right. Or nps.gov/things to do. That'll get you there, too. And it's a beautiful, beautiful area. Just gorgeous.
All right.
Wildflowers,
so,
perfect for photography. Great place.
You know,
next one, moving on, Glacier National Park. It's called Highline Trail. It's in Montana. And it features fine views into immense U-shaped alpine canyon. Out and back trek, climbs above the timberline, and the author, Tim Palmer, calls it an American masterpiece of mountain climbing.
Mm. You know, this list wouldn't be complete if we didn't head to California. The Marin Headlands features a great network of hiking trails, right?
Yes, that is definitely true. It's on the northern end of the Golden Gate Bridge, and it's part of the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. The author recommends springtime visits when the meadows are green and flowery, so that's like now, and a rare mountain recreational terrain right next to a major metropolitan area, San Francisco and Oakland. That's Marin Headlands, California.
Very nice. And this next one, dedicated to Dan Schlossberg himself, Humbug Mountain.
I love it. Moving up the coast to Oregon, it's Humbug Mountain, as you said, not just at Christmas, any time of the year. It's in southeast Oregon. It's among the state's tallest peaks, dramatic Pacific views. It's a good mountain hike, especially since the lack of snow makes it accessible all year.
Hmm.
Now, and you can find it on stateparks.oregon.gov. That's a pretty easy one.
Now, there's one in New Mexico that you're featuring today. I would imagine in the book, I mean, there's 100 trails, so there's probably more than one in New Mexico. But the one that you picked out for a mention today, Wheeler Peak.
Nothing to do with Zach Wheeler, but it's Wheeler Peak, New Mexico. The highest peak in the state. It towers above the Sangre de Cristo Range near Taos. It's an 8-mile out-and-back trail through Carson National Forest. Features a long walk above the timberline and views to the southern end of the Rocky Mountain Range.
Mm. And, some of these just sound so inviting, and that one in particular. And, boy, I guess this list would not be complete if we didn't include Mount Rainier.
Yes, we have to have a volcano on the list somewhere, and this isn't. This one is the highest peak in the Cascades and an active volcano. Mm. On a clear day, you can see it from Seattle, which is 60 miles away. Serious mountaineering challenge, but rewarding with meadows and glaciers. It's a big, godlike mountain. I have seen Mount Rainier from Seattle on a rare, clear day, and it's just gorgeous. But that mountain, by the way, is overdue for eruption, so pay heed.
Wow. And obviously, make sure you social distance and clean your hands with lava soap when you're there.
Very definitely. And bring your lava lamp with you.
Yes, exactly right. You know, this book sounds like it would be, because obviously we're just giving little snippets. I would imagine if he's including 100 different trails, he's probably really drilling down on a lot of great detail, is Mr. Palmer.
Yes, that is definitely true. And pictures, it's just beautiful. As mentioned at the outset, it's part guide and part coffee table book. The coffee table book is the photographs. It's just beautiful.
Mm, wow. And it just won the National Outdoors Book Award, which I would imagine is not easy to win. So, again, it's called America's Great Mountain Trails. And we just highlighted a few, 9 or 10, I guess, out of the 100.
Yes.
But are there more in the Northeast? I'm wondering.
There are more in the Northeast, but we don't have time to go into all of them today. I just picked out a couple.
Sure.
You know, only one from New England, the Mount Katahdin, because that was one I climbed. And it's in Maine, not too far away from our listening audience. So there are quite a few here that you can drive to, even the one in Virginia. And the other ones, if you want to get away, feel free to go out west.
Excellent. Now, is there I would imagine if we Google America's Great Mountain Trails by Tim Palmer, that'll probably bring us right to it, and we can kind of peruse it a bit online, right?
Very definitely. Or you can go on Amazon.com and look it up there.
There you go, which is also a good place to find all those great Dan Schlossberg books. But you can also find Dan right here every Thursday with us here at WLIS and WMRD. Dan, always a pleasure. You always bring some good stuff to the fore. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks very much, Bob. And next week, I'll try not to be over the hill.
Yeah, you won't succeed.
Thank you.
Take care, buddy.
Talk to you soon.
See ya. That's Dan Schlossberg right there. And, hey, I'm in the same boat. I know what he's talking about. All right. So there you go. That's Danny right here at WLIS and WMRD.